Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning. I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Election Commission to hold meeting with municipal commissioners and selected district election officers from 11 states to discuss ways to increase voter turnout in Lok Sabha polls. RBI to announce first bi-monthly monetary policy for financial year 2024-25 today. Israel to reopen Erez crossing to allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza. IMD forecasts heat wave conditions over parts of East and Peninsular India during next 2 days. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeat Gujarat Titans by 3 wickets in Ahmedabad. And now the news in detail. The Election Commission will today organize a conference with municipal commissioners and selected district election officers from 11 states which had the lowest voter turnout in the last general elections. The conference, to be held in New Delhi, will be chaired by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu. The meeting will discuss ways to step up voter turnout in the ensuing Lok Sabha elections. It will prepare targeted and specific action plans to address the issue of low voter turnout in certain urban and rural areas. Municipal commissioners of Delhi, Mumbai, Chennai, Bengaluru, Hyderabad, Ahmedabad, Pune, Thane, Nagpur, Patna Sahib, Lucknow and Kanpur and select district election officers of Bihar and Uttar Pradesh will attend the meeting. More from our correspondent.
During the 2019 Lok Sabha elections, 11 states and UTs, Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, Delhi, Maharashtra, Uttarakhand, Telangana, Gujarat, Punjab, Rajasthan, Jammu and Kashmir and Jharkhand had lower voter turnout than the national average of 67.40%. In urban areas of the 50 parliamentary constituencies with the lowest voter turnout, 17 were found to be in metropolitan areas or major cities, reflecting an unfortunate trend of urban apathy. Besides, over 50 rural parliamentary constituencies across 9 states with the lowest turnout have been identified for deliberation on specific issues and developing a strategy to enhance poll percentage. Anand Kumar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The draw of lots exercise for allotment of broadcast and telecast time to recognize national parties on Doordarshan and Akashvani for the ensuing general election 2024 was conducted at Rang Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday. Each of the national parties has been allotted 45 minutes on the Doordarshan and Akashvani separately. An additional 5 hours and 30 minutes of telecast and broadcast time has also been allotted to the 6 national parties. Telecast and broadcast will be done on the 16th and the 23rd of this month and on the 3rd, 10th, 17th, 22nd and 29th of the next month. Scrutiny of nominations for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections will take place today, except in Jammu and Kashmir. Scrutiny in Jammu and Kashmir will be held tomorrow. Filing of nominations for this phase ended yesterday. In this phase, 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, will go to polls on the 26th of this month. Monday is the last day for withdrawal of candidature in the states and union territories going to polls in this phase, including Jammu and Kashmir. In Madhya Pradesh, a total of 157 nomination papers have been filed by 109 candidates for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections. More from our correspondent.
On the last day of filing nominations for the second phase in Madhya Pradesh, 56 candidates filed 84 nomination papers yesterday. The nomination papers will be scrutinized today. Candidates will be able to withdraw their names till 8 April. Meanwhile, to maintain peace and law and order in the state, more than 260,000 licensed weapons have been deposited in the police station so far. More than 22,000 non-valuable warrants have also been executed. Similarly, various materials worth about 63.50 crore, including cash of more than 6 crore 58 lakh rupees have also been seized. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
In Assam, 65 candidates have filed nomination papers for the second phase. 5 seats will be covered in this phase. Assam Transport and Excise Minister Parimal Shukla-Baidya, MP Kripanath Malla and Dilip Saikia are in the fray for the BJP. Congress has re-nominated MP Pradyut Bordoloi from the Nagaon seat, while Bodoland People's Front has given ticket to MLA Durga Das Boro in the second phase. Campaigning for the Lok Sabha elections is gaining momentum in various parts of the country. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address election rallies for party candidates in Rajasthan's Churu today. Yesterday, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed the nomination rally in Chittorgarh. The Congress has released another list of three candidates for the ensuing elections to the Lok Sabha from Gujarat. The party has fielded Jashpal Singh Padhiyar from Vadodara constituency, Hira Bhai Jotwa from Junagadh, and Rutvik Bhai Makwana from Surendranagar. The BJP's Election Manifesto Committee meeting has been conducted at party headquarters in New Delhi yesterday to finalise the party's manifesto for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. It was the second meeting of the 27-member committee headed by senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh. Senior party leaders such as Nirmala Sitaraman, Ashwini Vaishnaw, Kiran Rijuju and others attended the meeting. Meanwhile, Congress will release its manifesto for the Lok Sabha polls today. In our series of covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories during the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring a report on South Chennai in Tamil Nadu. The capital city Chennai has three parliamentary constituencies, Chennai North, Central and South. Our correspondent reports that the Chennai South constituency, with six assembly segments and more than 20 lakh voters, will see a three-cornered contest. It has been an important constituency from which many important leaders have been elected to the Lok Sabha. T.T. Krishnamachari, the first finance minister in independent India, was the first person to be elected from this constituency in 1957. More from our correspondent.
This Lok Sabha constituency has six assembly segments, namely Virgambakkam, Saidapet, Tyagarayanagar, Mailapur, Velachery and Sholinganallur. A total of 41 contestants are in the fray in the three-cornered contest. Out of the six assembly segments, five constituencies were won by the DMK and one went to Congress in 2021 elections. BJP has fielded Dr. Tamilisai Soundarajan, the former governor of Telangana and Puducherry and also the former state BJP president, against the sitting MP T. Sumathi alias Tamarachi Tangapandian, who is contesting from the same constituency for the second time. Dr. J. Jayavardhan, who was elected from this constituency, is also in the fray for the second time. Jayavardhan secured 41% vote in 2014 elections and became a Lok Sabha member for the first time. In 2019, he lost to Tamarachi Tangapandian and was able to get a little less than 27% votes. DMK has won 9 times in this constituency, Congress 4 times and AIADMK has won thrice. In these elections, it is going to be a tough competition as all the three contestants are well-known popular faces in politics. Joy, Akashwani, Chennai.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections. Every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to the morning news. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, will announce its first bi-monthly monetary policy of financial year 2024-25 today. The Reserve Bank Governor Shaktikant Das-headed Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, began its three-day deliberation on Wednesday. The decision taken at the MPC meeting will be announced today. A total of six MPC meetings are scheduled for the fiscal year 2024-25 that began on the 1st of this month. Economists expect that the central bank would once again keep the key interest rate unchanged and focus more on inflation control. The last time the RBI hiked the repo rate to 6.5% was in February 2023, and since then it has held the rate at the same level in its last six bi-monthly policies. Israel's Security Cabinet has approved the reopening of Erez Crossing to allow the flow of more humanitarian aid into Gaza. Erez Crossing, also known as Beit Hanun, is a border crossing between Israel and the northern Gaza Strip. It is being reopened for the first time since the terror attack by Palestinian group Hamas on the 7th of October last year. The Israeli official said the crossing is being opened to allow more humanitarian aid to enter Gaza. The cabinet also approved using the Israeli port of Ashdod to help transfer more aid to Gaza. Israel tightly controlled the land crossings and has banned all travel through air and sea to and from Gaza. Before the start of the conflict, there were two functional crossings within the enclave, Erez for the movement of people and Kerem Shalom for goods. Israel's move comes hours after U.S. President Joe Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had a conversation on the phone as they discussed the situation in Gaza. The UN welcomed the reopening of Erez crossing. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has predicted heat wave conditions across parts of East and Peninsular India for the next 2 days. Heat wave conditions are likely to persist over North Interior Karnataka, Odisha, Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand, Telangana, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Rayalaseema till tomorrow. Enhanced rainfall and thunderstorms will continue to lash parts of Northeast India till Sunday. Meanwhile, in Delhi, the Weather Department has predicted a partly cloudy sky with the possibility of drizzle accompanied by gusty winds. On to sports now. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Gujarat Titans by 3 wickets at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Punjab Kings overhauled the target of 200 runs in 19.5 overs with the loss of 7 wickets. For Punjab, Shashank Singh remained not out, scoring 61 from 29 balls. From Gujarat, Rabada took 2 wickets while Harshal Patel and Harpreet Brar grabbed 1 wicket each. Earlier put into bat first, Gujarat posted 199 for the loss of 4 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs, riding on skipper Shubman Gill's unbeaten 89 off 48 balls. Shashank Singh was declared as the player of the match. Today, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Chennai Super Kings at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. In table tennis, 4 Indian players have been advanced to the second round of the WTT Feeder Varazdin event in Croatia yesterday. In men's singles, G. Satyan defeated Felix Wetzel of Germany 3-1. Snehit Sura Vajula beat Sanzur Zhubanov of Kazakhstan 3-0. And Harmit Desai defeated Cho Ki-jeong of South Korea 3-1 in the first round. In women's singles, India's Yashaswini Ghorpade also entered the next round, defeating the Croatian player Matija Jegir in straight games. Young Yenden badminton player Anmol Kharb advanced to the women's singles quarterfinals along with 4 other Indian players at the Kazakhstan International Challenge in Astana yesterday. Besides Anmol, shuttlers Devika Sihag, former national champion Anupama Upadhyay, 7-seed Tanya Hemant, and Isha Rani Barua also entered into quarters. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Anuja. Hindustan Times refers to a bumper harvest of wheat coming in at a time when government inventories are at a 7-year low. A front page headline writes, early procurement set to boost wheat stocks. With the goal being Atmanirbharta and to boost combat capabilities, Army plans transformative reforms to make military future-ready force, reports the Asian Age. New generation ballistic missile Agni Prime successfully test-fired, further enhancing self-reliance in highly sophisticated missile technology, cites the Pioneer. Government to record parents' religion to register births, to update NPR, voter rolls, Aadhaar, ration cards and passports, states the Hindu. In a major breakthrough, first indigenously developed cancer cell therapy, CAR T-cell unveiled, notes the Tribune. And finally, the Economic Times, quoting the UN, writes, India emerged as the world's bright spot and the fastest growing major economy for the Asia-Pacific in 2023. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Saira. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election Commission to hold meeting with municipal commissioners and selected district election officers from 11 states to discuss ways to increase voter turnout in Lok Sabha polls. RBI to announce first bi-monthly monetary policy for financial year 2024-25 today. Israel to reopen Erez crossing to allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza. IMD forecasts heat wave conditions over parts of East and Peninsular India during next 2 days. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeat Gujarat Titans by 3 wickets in Ahmedabad. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.